na tu weekend na turanga na marama garabo na wanelewa ena bulu ali bungo New Zealand di bungo Ushimi ena ba city le bungo Wellington ena Wellington Access Radio 2.2 FM obo ambule tu weekend na turanga marama garabo na wanelewa ena sana tini kabani nundo manua ena sama ibu kaitu kutuku ena bulu ali bungo Wellington imbula minaka sabo ambule tu gani ena adha tali ena adha nimbula ena adha ninganga ni wani turanga o Jesus Christo kaunita kana bose ni kalou ena narawaza ni kuwa ena biba ungeti ena bitumbiri kibi kenda ena singa ni nai ndaki nimbula ni tabutu ndaki nimbula ni tao ndatiku mwule vale senda baro utuwe umano ni thalaka senda baro utuwe na loma ni motoka unaga mga waru mwuki na mataka ni singa ni nai sana mwitabi mwiki nda mwiki tukubi kenda ena mataka ni singa ni kuwa ena Wellington Access Radio ena 2.2 FM ena singa minaka ni kuwa au nitaka nina kauti kenda runa kaluki nindu tangila lebolo ni vingarami ena singa ni nai lako tumbega mai ni sulandi wa angito sima ngande sima idhagadhaka sima ivuli so sama ilio ni wuno tunde itu ena wuno ongo ni sulandi kapaka itu itu ena wuno wali ungo o Wellington au sama mbule tu ena weekenda ena singa minaka ni kuwa sana raba raba kwa lako maikine ena singa minaka ni kuwa na amba mai la umbeka la kaundrobe mbua suma zwata mai mba patikira o kandabu na mai biti teilevu rewa serwa unamosi sende ula labi unandroga patikira musa ya sana labu kala umbekina au sanga umbule tugani ya na sigi minani kwa ya hadha tali ni wani turan kwa Jesu Kristo
amen in the vastos tau wana turan kwa sigi minani kwa praise the Lord the check mana maitu nengas kalivu amen greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you followed us through our Facebook page, and we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Four Shores, at the FDB ground. And we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's your Saturday evening as well as for America as well. Not forgetting Vanuatu, and also greetings to the virtual zones scattered all around, and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in. We would like to send today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the Central as well as the Eastern Division that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka, and not forgetting Korobau. Let us greet and also acknowledge the Eastern Division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the Central, which is Suva. And in the afternoon, we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. Worship centers, so we can be Western Vatican and Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. And Auntie Ili for the group of yesterday. Thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rossi, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just finished doing the item. And Talangasa Rossi, and I believe the Rossi family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the melodic and for sure, but if you can't go can the vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only, but at the gymnasium, the locality living on the melodic and vaccinate, fully vaccinated. So that is why we moved the service to the foreshore, so you can come and also worship with us. And let us welcome the unvaccinated today, and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Nikotalanga we makambula weekend. So we can sell ni loiniloti, loiniloti weekend. Mrs. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So we can understand ni loiniloti new Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. Kerunduri Nikua to save you. Nakabaka level for the time taken to come and join us. And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship God with us here at the foreshore. So if you do not belong to the Methodist and you're here with us at the foreshore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the new Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the foreshore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. And don't request to look at me on my TV and my sound. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the word of God to your life, not only on Sunday but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. I know you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on love yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you're an outcast. So we can go to the Malavala, came the Kavatu is singing Tombo. The Manada Mikotikokina, Kakovakando Miko Kaimiko, Gosai Zavanimbula. No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can then end up, okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my grace. Because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes, everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done, it's so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure. And also allow the Lord to give their heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and damage gonna be one in bullet to be mate, sakame to beko sangani rawa. So we can see like you're actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness. And that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day. Every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness. But I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We want to bless 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 you. We want to find a joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed. And you will be healed completely. I'll give you something to celebrate.
Hallelujah. And the that you might television, my Kandavu, Atul my Viti, Atulau, become do my Lavizak and do Malombula, now we live in a cemetery, come do my Namukelau, my Kambara, my mother, my Koma, my Otoniata, my Batua, my only Lau, Fulan, Lavatakiong, and Nimbulavinaka, my Lakemba, my Zidia, Wombala, Mango, Katafana, Tuva, Nimbulavinaka, and as Matakanisan and I, Mina, as a Samala, my Totoya, Watalakina, my Nugu, and Nivasu, Manamuka, my Matuku, Nimbulavinaka, Watalakina, my Mwala, Nimbulavinaka. Sini wale dab mai bunobatu katalaki na mai kandabu mai zake ono kuto somusar gira ni mule binaka tu ya somba malabu ni mule binaka kemo do mai nasoso mai naviti kemo talaki na kemo do mai alombi mai waya daroga do tukana tukuni alo nikuwa da baga bini binaka tukubana turanga hena singa binaka nikuwa we were just claiming that Yasawa will become a region daroga do nikuwa na tukuni alo we ingaswe na na kai tusa na katiko hemeni na kago tusa naka the things that you confess you'll soon possess.
Amen.
Amen. The cargo of the sign and don't sing a tumble in my vehicle.
Hallelujah.
We walk by faith, not by sight. Well, Mulatal, the weekend and Turanga Maram, the Rolong, and the other Visa, we stay sent to the Visa, we lord it to the Visa, Nimbulavinagan in the Shamatumai, Sagan Mulla, we came in the Ramatevalu, Delena Mua, my Delena Maka, my way up, you may talk, Vature Kukamai, Lambasa, Nimbulavinaka, we came back in Matevalu, Nimbulavinaka. Come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy load, and I'll give peace to your soul. Come on, don't maybe I'll give you the one to say, all the need of the Lord, and I'm do. Hallelujah. Doctor, we can do to we can do, and we And every time the program 10:30 every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kami kan wata muli sambula mo sa nikalaw ka kuka wa kangata sara kamuzunga na iselwa umatirua meswaka kawasea meswaka kawasea kama ezuruma ngai baka takila meswaka ngai wasea ezuruma ngai baka takila mai na kakusika nikla
emeni
mena hel talaga na ngona mena nanduri matai kwaya kendara rewe vikwaya kasika talaga nindula ka kendara nabuni takarawa. The solution to every problem that we have.
Amen.
Whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's a mental. The answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. And we encourage every senior pastors. Vagaunge titiko na biisongo songo lotu wa Kristo. Eundo na kamusi titiko na lotu wa Kristo. Kena daulanga tumalebu na lotu wa Kristo sambule tiko endenai. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Amen.
And it's a big challenge.
kama male ni bishule tetu na kalo dola kwa mbiao mai kwa kwa mai mai kwa elenga kwa enera kwa matamboko kwa matareba kwa eta putu ya kwa enda mbwa kwa kwa lame la kwa kwa mai ni la kwa kwa mai kwa magandu na ona ni zalata na izalwa la bibi kalimi mekano timu kalimi na lubemu ndwe mosi biko ndwe mola kabiko ngai na numa tiko kali tiko na kalo se kali tiko se kali tiko e kali tiko kwa ya hena mataka ni sigani kwa menda lago mai biko ya hena mataka ni sigani lai tama ingara biko ya bagaya alo kwa bagay dina kau tama ina no mundu izolo zola kele na kani volta mu nisando una numi kenda na kalo ena sigami na kani kwa niko mbele ni mbium mbium mai vale before you leave your home God knows exactly what you go through every word that departs from your lips from your mouth or even from in your heart God already knew everything that you are going through so feel free and open up don't mask yourself you're wearing a mask but don't mask yourself when you come to God because it's God knows everything that you're going through God knows the pain that you go through God knows the problem that you're going through God knows the mountain that you are climbing some of us we just starting some of us in the midway some of us we even try to reach the top and God knows every problem that we are going through and that's why he said come unto me because he alone knows the plan he has for us the plan to prosper us and never to harm us and to give us a future that we hope for the Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say it's easy for us to talk about it it's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody but if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you so whatever you go through in life whether you come from Lau you come from Naitasiri you come from Nandi you come from Lamasa you come from Mua God knows everything that you'll face in life you have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has strengthened us the Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have don't you know that you have the power of God in you given by God because of the name of Jesus you got a water the kokongo and book Jesus Christ kako pola sa sega ni kwa undina sambula Christo sambula miau oya usaba koti wata ki Christo ila kawila thai hallelujah we want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem because of the situation that you're going through and sometimes it was done by your forefathers or maybe your neighbors or maybe your spouse or maybe somebody else but because God lives because Christ lives you can face your tomorrow
hallelujah
the makani sambula na Christo ikura ni thuruma na numu vesinga ni mataka everyone sitting here this morning those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook every one of us we are going through trials and temptation the mountains that we go through and sometimes you feel lonely sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through but know today the Bible says come unto me all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads I'll give rest to your soul take my yoke and put it on you because my load is light doutora nanongu ibuwa doubulibiyawu nishaluma aluaga elumulumulumu douna kunekina na pagadengu nialomundo hallelujah oh we praise the name of Jesus hallelujah and we want to challenge our life today ovakasama takatiko ni utore tikumaina vila na mataka na nitu soko tiko na etulau na ngune rosota kina na marama maisaika batake chisu and Jesus said can I have a water can you give me a glass of water and this woman complaining you know a lot of about seven spirits came out from her words alone shows the spirit inside na vosa nga edabute tukuna na yalo tiku iloma hangika uchisu elewa keko kila mandangana isoli isoli nikalo batake kwa vosungo If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
Ke ko kila na isoli isoli ni kalo ki kina ki ko mosu tukungo o iko na kila biko na wa iko lo ko mtu mwenye bisi kalibu. If only Christian know the Christ that we serve. Ke roho lenga kende la lutu pa Kristo menda kila na Kristo kende graba ni tomba lenda la nyua inge visu utaka na waime waini multiply lima na mulima rai ke ina ruwa na ikana kina lima na unduru na turanga ke ina marama hemeni and a woman was lost and get Tabalan in the new way. And then, and I'm going to say, I'm making a new one. It was to get a word. Sit down. He spoke to the wave, sit down and speak to the wind. Shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciples asked among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light. Digo dami tu kuwa, iko kote tu kumaina no mulenga, iko kote tu kumaina with lola, iko lauser to right place at the right time with the right word. Oh hallelujah! Slap your high five, man! The biko toka samge kabi ko. Tiko donu, ngau nandonu, wosa donu. Amen. Niko tiko nala, wosa nala, sala nala. Niko tiko donu, wosa donu, donu donu. Sam donu melo malang inge donu biko. Sin donu may mulu, donu melo malang inge donu biko. Amen. Nakae zala buana temata, enon donu buana kalu. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every forces in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Ikona ndabiti kwenye kuwa sona kame ya vena nungungula vakame viso ubalila indabika ikona numa nivina kabiko. Sobe kenda ya varongo tiku meni kuwa duna kame ya vyo emituba kandota likina nungungula. Sona kai kuna kita, sona kai wakadalaka.
Iyo.
Sona kai kwa kami kwa sandi turumbi ya kani yado, iya saa yado. Ini kuwa merongo tiku na ndomi ni kilo miko, na numa, etu indume na numu na numu. Na vei kai kuna numu ni vina kaviko, etu indume na kai na numu kwa ni vina kaviko. Yenda na rai loma lai, da sangini reza na kani za wadhawa. Gia kau kwa viko patike yao. Mebakana yawa ni loma lai, menandele ni vuruvura. Sabaka kina, na nungu na numa, kina nomu na numa. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went their separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The Via Kami Kedaji Sikatambu, notamangu kwa iturangari wakitawa. Via Kami Kedaji Sikatambu, enayaya nitiko na tinangu. Na nito vale, senga kena na lounge, open space, bale chiko na nito store. Kito na nondonda miti mwe kito rechiko na katumbi ni store. Vee Sikatambu. And I am in a night to soul and a tinago and a mavaro to get it on a vimada, get on a dandavo, get it to get on a yet on a langser. Langapolot, Vitalanoa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Bambakao night. Ngoninito munutim Bambakao. Langosuto, Susurakit Kumikina, my father wanted me to be a doctor. Kito le lima. I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Things that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you.
Yeah.
Oh. His thoughts are still the best for you. Gedo bata nsinga tabu maya, kito ndamitiko. Osarebe na tamangu, bilato wala kasarebe tamangu. Vingoni kete kito nandavo, langa seritu na langa poloto nandavo tungay say tamangu. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the world. At least you're going to borrow a ticket. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. From 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, yes. My husband, you took my wife for that to benefit, yes. Make the decision now. And worship me with truth and spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10-wheeler. Don't allow a truck. Don't allow a COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
Amen.
That is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wakoya wa usakila. Ausakila na nungu na numa. Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. You receive information. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated. Stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink. I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone as a regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi. Have access, go past hotels. What the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God Church, Nakaiba Bulivikina, Bulivikina, and Dunikatini. I believe the making and the law.